1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome home. Come on in from out the cold. There's a vacancy next to me by the window. You'll like it here. How much you can lend an ear? There's room for you next to us in the comfort zone.
Nearly.
Nearly.
Guess who's back? Back again.
G'day.
Nick's back, so is Red.
Bit out of practice there, pal, weren't we? But we have been off air for two or three weeks.
I've been snowed under, so it's nice. Yeah.
Snowed in or snowed under?
No, it didn't get to us.
Oh,
it did snow though while you were.
Didn't get to us neither.
Oh no, it's tropical. It's tropical, innit?
Hang on. Oh, first things first. Let's have a chin chin. Let's have a glass of this.
Happy Saturday.
Appropriately, it's an Australian. It's a hardies.
Did we say comfort zone? Welcome back anyway. This is series two.
Series two, episode one.
Do another 10 probably, won't we? Take it from there.
Oh God, we're gonna bore you to tears. Honestly, oh, no. Another 10 at
least. I'm at least first, and it'd be good. I've made two notes.
Welcome back.
I think you're gonna have to start it. I've made a couple of notes. I think.
Yep.
I might tell
well,
you.
Well, I'm gonna start it because I have just got back from. I've just been down under. I'm back from Australia.
I know.
I'm in the time of my life.
Were you good, yeah?
Oh, it was amazing, pal.
Got looked after.
I got spoilt rotten.
Went to see your...
Big shout out to...
Go on then, do all shout-outs.
Big shout out to JB, Linda.
Who's Linda?
Tara's mum.
Ah.
Loxley, Charlotte.
Happy birthday to Loxley for yes... Oh, no.
All looked after, mate. They've spoilt me rotten, and can't thank you enough for everything you did. You made an old man very happy.
Oh, emotional.
I cried when I hugged JB in airport.
When you got there?
When we got there. On the way back. And not openly, you know. I fought him back.
Because I am
a Yorkshireman.
I thought you were open with your emotions.
Oh, well, I'm a snag guy. I'm a sensitive new age guy.
I've seen you cry a few times. It's not only the middle of the morning, though. Not only when I'm going.
You also see me cry when Wednesday lose.
Oh, well, it's more a moan.
In fact, no, more often at a match I've cried when they've said there's no beer served at half-time away matches.
Oh, that's a tantrum. You start pulling on your testicles.
Yeah, I had an amazing time. I had an absolutely amazing time.
Go on then, I was just going to say,
what a country. What a country.
I've never been. I can't tell you. I've seen Neighbours. Did you meet Bouncer?
I didn't meet Bouncer, no.
Is that where all Bouncers originate from? Or?
I did see a couple in Northies, in Cronulla, this bar that, you know.
Yeah.
It sort of became me semi-local. I went in more than that one more than anyone.
You've got to be there 10 days. Got to look.
No, well, I went in 3 or 4 times, so it's as nearest I got.
Did they say, all right, Nick, or...
No, they didn't.
It's not your local.
Then. No, they didn't, because they're only on at night. They're not on at day. I went in one afternoon on my own, kill a few hours, just people watching.
Barmaid watching.
Sunk a few schooners anew. That was my tipple over there.
Oh, just, what's a schooner?
I think JB said it were 2/3, so it might not be right.
Yeah. Is it like mill?
2/3 of a pint.
Yeah. They're working milliliters.
No, it's all imperial over there, pal. Oh, yeah. Two is new. Two is, no, this is confusing, right?
Because they speak English, don't they?
They speak English and what? No, so the brewery is called Two Is, and the beer is called New.
Oh, is this what JB drinks?
This took 2 days to work out. I'd woke up and say, can we have two Is news? Two Is New, anyway, you know, every combination of two and news.
Yeah.
But Two Is New is one beer, not two beers. See, anyway, very confusing. I nailed it after about 3 days. What you have to do is just say, can I have two new? Oh, you want two? No, two
it's
news.
Like, it's going it's like going to Benidorm saying Dos Cerveza. Do you know what I mean? It's like, do you want a glass with that?
Yeah.
You might as well just point, but it's nice to try.
I did try. Anyway, that was my tipple. And that's been much all I supped. Didn't have any cider.
I'm going to say that.
We had a few Sambucas Friday night. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they're Italian, aren't they? Oh, we must. What about last? I don't know if you were last episode or episode before, but I forgot. You know, we're talking about moving to Sambuca. We never told listeners why.
No, I noticed that.
Did you notice while we were doing it?
What I'd just like to point out is what we should start doing is proof listening before we post it.
We ain't got time for that.
So
when
I were proof listening it week after, that's when I realised, we didn't. Yeah, I have a clue what we're on about.
Yeah, it's too late. Then. I think what do you call it? Gonzo? I like to call it gorilla. We're out there
podcasting.
We're out there in trees.
We're up there.
Just throw in...
Yeah, flaming galah. That's an Australian phrase.
I mean, you're not going to be doing them all things. I'm not into them.
No, I'm not going to be doing them.
Is fine. What about you? Are you going to debut your button thing that you got as a present?
I am.
Yeah, let me go and get it. This for a present.
Well, I'll tell them what you're wearing, actually.
Sarah. Thanks, Sarah. Let's describe it. It's if you went on a quiz show and you had a buzzer in front of you. It's a bit like that. It's green and yellow. It says good day.
We asked 100 people, "What are you drinking, bud?"
And you press it, and it's got various Australian phrases. For instance,
"She'll be right."
Bit loud.
What's that say? "She'll be right."
"She'll be right."
Like berate.
She'll be right.
"G'day, mate."
"Good day, mate."
I know that one.
It's good
that
day.
Means good day.
"Good day, pal."
"Pal."
"You beauty."
Oh, look at the legs on her.
Is it? I thought we were like when Shane Warner bowled a right good ball.
Or that. You know, it's got many things. It's multi-use.
Right. Cheers, mate.
Chin-chin.
Pretty universal. Chin-chin.
Oh, you can't. You just press it, though. It's random, isn't it?
Yeah, it's random. Anyway, that's that.
It's Struth. Is that what? Is that
Struth.
It?
No worries.
I like to say no worries. I like that. I'm all about that 60s mentality. You know, it's everything's cool.
Well, beatnik.
Even though you're, your life's falling apart, it's nice to say, no worries, pal. It'll be all right.
Yeah, no worries. Labby Siffre.
Yeah, something inside so strong.
Oh, who did no worries?
I don't know. Bob Marley?
Oh, yeah, we're Bob Marley, weren't
we? I don't know.
Don't worry.
About a thing.
Because every little
thing
is going to
be right.
So anyway, yes, but anyway, I know we're not going to go
back.
Can
you break it down to highlights, do you think?
Yeah, there's too many highlights to mention.
Right.
It was one big highlight. There were no lowlights. I got bitten.
You need to mention your track. It's got a lovely tracky top on. It's Puma.
I'm wearing it.
Is that official merch?
I hope so, yeah.
Let me have a
Sarah did say this bag might come off in wash.
Yeah,
it's Puma. It's Puma. Look,
they have it thinner out there, don't they?
Do you know what the best thing about this top is? Oh, let's describe it first. It's it does fit, yeah, but it's a medium.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't it?
Last time you got in a medium
when Ronald Reagan was president of America, probably.
I think it was just about shagging a clairvoyance then, but it went quick enough.
Yeah, it's light blue. It's like a Man City blue. It's Sydney. It's a Sydney FC tracky top.
Don't get old to
me. A birthday present. This. So
don't get old to me, Man City.
From Sarah JB and kids. So thanks for that. That's Melbourne, Man City on Melbourne.
Know, they've got fingers in pies over there.
They've got fingers in fat pies.
I know what I wanted to ask you.
Go on.
If you're ready for it. What kind of food out there? Just English grub or not specific?
Well, everything, isn't there? I mean,
seafood, it's shark?
Lots of seafood.
Yeah.
Lots of seafood. I tell you what, had some nice flathead.
Is that a fish, I'm guessing?
It's a fish, yeah.
That sounds like a real ale. That sounds like a couple of cans of fathead.
Sounds like a craft.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? That's what they're all called these days.
Yeah, that's nice. And they were... Ollie had some lovely calamari.
I like calamari. It's
some massive... I've never seen prawns so big, honestly.
Mm, yeah. Prawns. Seafood, yeah.
They were like babby lobsters.
Oh, yeah, like longestines type, yeah.
Yeah, they're longer than that.
Cheers.
Anyway,
Chin-chin, welcome back. Anyway,
thanks, pal. It's good to be back. I mean, I had the time of my life. But
are you looking forward to a match?
I tell you what, I am looking forward to a match. And it's nice to be looking forward to a match. It's nice to be walking down to Hillsborough and actually looking forward to getting there, as opposed to being at Hillsborough and looking forward to getting out of there.
I thought you were going to mention about 5 mile walks or whatever you were on about earlier. It's like just to be close. Like we don't have to. Mm. We can literally nip down.
Everything's big. It's a big old country. That's to drive everywhere.
I'm not a particularly lazy person when I'm out and about, but I do like that Sheffield's proximity, how you can walk to most places. And it's
compact. Bijou. Yeah. You know what I mean? But then again...
It depends how you feel. It feels on top and it also feels comfy.
But the downside to that is houses are smaller, you see?
Cozy.
But then again, good side of that is less to clean.
Correct.
You know, it's pros and cons.
Are we
yin and yang,
talking about Leicester Clean? Are we?
No, we're going to skirt over that because.
Can we though? Because it's funny.
No, but he might listen, and I don't want
to. We don't have to mention any names.
No, but I don't.
But Smell's gone anyway.
I think he knows what I'm going to leave it now.
Smell's gone. It,
two bottles of Febreze I went through.
What was that stain? It was like a brown. It might
leave it. Leave it. You're upsetting me.
Sorry. In his defence, last thing I'll say, it might have been gravy. If it were, though, it were chicken. Sorry. Carry on.
Anyway.
I didn't mean to...
That's... That were yesterday.
Why? You...
So can I? Anyway, I've made a few notes here because obviously I've been in a foreign land. Obviously, they've got a foreign language. And but I've spent.
Have they got Queen on their money? Sorry.
Oh yeah. I watched that film all the way back. Bo Rap. Good.
What?
That Queen film. Watched it on plane on the way back.
Ah, I see a little silhouette of mine. Carry on.
Thank you. I put £6 on, but you know, thank you very much. Must be this tracksuit. So little slimming.
Little silhouette. Still a big man. Depends what light is.
So anyway, they're a foreign country and they've got a foreign language, obviously. And I've tried to pick up as much as I can.
Learned some of that.
Exactly. Now, learning your foreign words is one thing, but I think being able to construct a sentence in a foreign language, now that is when you know you've mastered it. Go so I've knocked a couple up, see if you can work out.
Oh, you're not an Australian quiz me, are you? Why do I think it is?
Australian quiz you. Bum, bum, bum.
Go on then.
I'm gonna speak in Australian.
I know. I've got
a full sentence.
Just say what you're saying.
No, you've got to translate it. You could translate it for me.
Go on then.
G'day, mate. I'm just off to the bottle out for some coldies. Do you want anything?
All right, pal. I'm just off to somewhere close to some cold ones for some beers. Do you want one?
Close.
Go on.
The bottle-o. That is a bottle shop. Or as we would call it, an off license.
Oh, an off license. That makes sense. I didn't even hear bottle of.
The official translation is, "Hello, pal. I'm just going to the off license for some beers. Do you want oat?"
Why did you write English and go oat at end? Like Yorkshire. Because that's the right one. Hello, pal. Do you want oat?
And I've got one more. Give me again.
Do they all speak really fast like you did, or are you trying to put me off?
I always speak fast, though, don't I? I've noticed
this. No, but did they... You know, go on, carry on. Let me out. Because I think I did all right.
Fast, but sometimes they don't speak fast, so I don't know. I'm not really sure. Do you want the same one again? I've already told you that one. You want a new one?
Of course I want a new one.
But yeah.
You've told me.
I've just been in the Nashau and spent all day down the Aussie salute that went a bit cocky.
You've got a lot cocky, mate.
I've been down the outcast now. This is fucking thingy, isn't it? Ooh, what percentage is this wine again?
Oh, 161. Oh
my God, it's only 13.
What's that mean? Oh, do we still do wine thing? Because it is Australian. Do you want to mention it?
I mentioned you're Australian. You weren't listening, were you? I said it were a Merlot. I said you're Australian. I said everything I needed to say.
Well, we normally say a bit more.
It's colder than it should be.
It's been 161.
But
I don't,
then, you know.
It's been 161. I don't know how much it were before, when you bought it. So go on then, you have to repeat that one for me, pal, go on.
I've just been in the Nashau and spent all day doing the Aussie salute.
Nashau,
that's your key word, the Nashau.
Aussie salute, it's not been in the toilet having a shit, is it?
I told you not to mention that story again, he's gone, I've cleaned it all up.
It still smells not good.
It does smell, doesn't it? I just put two more of them in my bloody air fresheners, they're not doing out.
No. Straight back, that's the beauty of being back to Sheffield, straight back to our bargains. For your cleaning products.
I've never...
Do me again. Back in the old Nashu, doing the Aussie salute. It's got to be pub drinking.
I've just been in the Nashu and spent all day doing the Aussie salute. I've gone a bit cockney again there.
So it's not in toilet having a shit. It's not in pub having a drink.
I'd never have guessed this in a million years, to be fair. So don't beat yourself in up the Nashu, when you don't get it.
At work, getting some money.
The Nashu is the national park.
Alright, what's Aussie salute? Just laying there sunbathing?
When flies around you, when flies are flying around your face.
I wouldn't have got that in a million years.
I wouldn't have got it.
That's the Aussie salute.
Because there's a national park on the doorstep. I went for a little walk through there and I'm like,
hello, sailor.
Yeah.
That's why they have them. Do you see anyone, apart from, I'm guessing, tourists, them hats with corks round?
No, I didn't see a one. I'm so glad I didn't get one off Amazon before I went. I'd have stood out like a sore thumb, wouldn't I?
To blend in.
I can run you through a few other words like these. Everything's got an O on end, so you've got your bottle O and Nasho. Servo, that's a petrol station.
Are these all slang words? Are they words that they use?
What are the words that they use?
So it's an actual word in dictionary.
The shortened words.
That's got an O in.
The shortened words.
Oh, so what's a bottle O? Just a bottle shop? Is it just called a bottle shop?
It's an off license. Bottle shop. It's an off license.
And they've just added O because it's fun.
Putting on it under.
It's like when you just called Arvo, because it was funny that way.
Arvo, yeah.
And when people say Amazo, don't they?
Amazo, yeah. Australians started it. Servo, that's a petrol station.
Like service station.
Yeah. Ambo, that's an ambulance. And Garbos, they walk me up bloody, and I don't mean Greta, I mean bloody bin men.
Bloody Greta Garbo. You never know.
Garbos walk me up Wednesday morning.
I've heard a rat-tat-tat at the window. I've opened the window, you never guess.
Greta bloody Garbo.
In a shorty nighty.
Sorry.
Oh no, doodle's ringing. If I answer, will it be live?
No, we tried this before, didn't we?
I'll hang up then.
You want me to text him?
Oh, so I'll have to put I'll put a thingy on. I'll put airplane mode on.
Harsh.
Oh no, shit.
I'll put airplane mode on.
I'll ring him after.
You ring me?
Our good friend Doodle. Answer to him, if you want.
Yeah.
I'll
ring him, yeah.
All right, Susan is ringing you. Let's carry on then, because we've got to go to match, haven't
we? Yeah, we are. Four, yeah.
Like, do you want to go through my bullet points?
Yes, sorry, Paul. Anyway, what have I missed?
Oh, sorry.
What have I missed?
What else are you going to tell? People want to hear.
I could bore people senseless for about 3 or 4 episodes. I could get halfway through.
No, we don't need that.
We can
make it an Aussie special.
No one wants to listen to me bang on about what an amazing time with my amazing friends in an amazing country. So let's just draw a line under it for now.
Right then. I'll tell you what I want to start on.
Go on, hit me.
Just quickly, I'd say I'm excited for a match.
I'm excited.
I think
I got that little message off you about Steve Bruce while down under.
It made me feel warm. Did you listen to it?
Yeah, I did. I watched.
I'm going to be totally honest, you were the man for me. We won't go too much.
I told you, you were the man for me.
Are you? Yeah.
I were all for him, you know I were.
I don't know. But I mean, it's just so far anyway. Everything he said seems right. We're not going too much football.
No.
And I reckon if he plays his cards right, we could finish
higher. Good game.
Finish higher or lower. So come on, Brucey.
I'll say what I said before we appointed him, and this is all I said. I've never heard him say a bad word about Wednesday. And when I heard him speak about football, he always used to say, I don't mind us keeping ball, but let's keep it moving forward. I don't like people passing it back. And that's the one thing that used to wind me up about Wednesday. Keeping all the ball, but taking pressure off opponents for them.
I weren't a big fan of his last manager before. I grew to love Carlos, but a lot lost in translation. And this lad's coming. I know he's a Geordie. I know he's a Geordie, and he says a lot of strange things, but yeah.
He's a successful man. He's done it all. He's been there, done it. He's done it as a player. He's done it as a manager.
He's won championship.
He's won Premier League. He's won a double. I mean, he's done it as a player and all. You know, he's been around.
All right. You've sold him. I bought into it. I'm excited for the match.
Listen.
The babies after and all.
Oh, definitely.
If anyone wants to see us, we'll probably be in spoons after.
But for the benefit of our United Eye listener, let's change the subject. Oh, by the way, talking United Eye.
I enjoyed the last 10 minutes of last night, though.
It's Chinese New Year, Year of the Pig.
Hey. When does that start? We spoke about this.
While I were in Australia, they were a big thing about it. There were pigs everywhere.
They go everywhere.
I couldn't avoid them.
Did we speak about it on podcast, or was it me and you talking? I said Chinese New Year's not in January.
Because you used to work on London Road.
We did speak about it here,
You know, you
did turn up with the fanfare.
Oh, can I just say, no, by the way, it has been pointed out to me by one or two of our regular listeners that we repeat ourselves.
Both of them.
we repeat ourselves sometimes on multiple podcasts, and I think what we need to point out to people is that
we don't listen to them.
Sometimes we're a bit drunk. So
I'm always tipsy. I'm trying to take my time with this because we're going to have a long
sailing day. Down. I can't wait to get in ground.
So you won't have you'll have loads of stuff to watch on your catch up and that, won't you?
Yeah, massive, mate.
Did you watch last night?
The weekend
just watch last leg and that.
No, last night I got up to date with Hunted. You know, we've talked about Hunted. Yeah. I like Hunted.
We spoke about that, though, haven't we? So let's not bore anyone.
No, I know.
Bloody hell. You try doing a podcast.
I know. Ollie.
Is that what
it
were?
I didn't say that. I said that in my head, didn't I?
I know. At least you didn't mention it with Alex, who's shitbird.
Oh, come on. Oh, no. Actually shitbird. It would just...
Leave it.
All right.
Well, he did. Roll over.
Oh, God.
I don't really watch much telly. I'll tell you what I did watch last week that I really enjoyed. And I've heard about it lots. Kayleigh's father used to talk about it. I don't know if you've seen it. That's Searching for Sugar Man.
No, never heard of it.
Yeah, it's a documentary about this. He was a singer, American singer, I think it was in the 70s. Documentary. I think he did all right round. I think he's from Detroit. Did all right, quite well, but never did out in America. Got dropped. Did a couple of albums that got rave reviews. But somebody took his tape over to South Africa and he'd become a massive star in South Africa. Yeah. But he didn't know about it. But the beauty of the thing is, I won't get documentary away if you guys just watch it. Lovely. Songs are really good. Songs are a bit like, they're a bit Bob Dylan with lyrics, but they're a bit like Scott Walker vibes.
It sounds a little bit Buena Vista, doesn't it?
But because it's called Rodriguez, but it's very, I mean, I think he's Mexican descent, but well, he might be Mexican himself. But the music's very Americana, singer-songwriter stuff. But anyway, turns out he's really big in South Africa, but stories have gone round. He's blown his brains out on stage. But other stories have gone round that he's setting Senna Lie on his last gig, some dark lyrics, but you just need to go out and watch it.
Things people do to sell tickets.
Well, that's the... isn't it? You've got to have an angle, haven't you?
Yeah, get them rumours going.
But I haven't really watched much to tell you. I finally watched Last Star Wars in about 4 or 5 seconds.
What did you think?
I liked it, but Rogue One's best new one.
Oh, Rogue One's brilliant.
That was brilliant.
Rogue One's, standalone, isn't it?
It works. I want to watch that Solo next, but I'm more a fan of Jedi's and swords.
I don't think you need to watch it again, but, you know.
What's that?
Rogue One. Once you've seen it, haven't you?
What are you on about? Oh, what's Solo next?
Well played. Thank you.
Oh, no. We can't have that. He's halfway down his glass of wine and they're going to start hooting and tooting and going, right, good day, mate.
All right, good day, mate.
But in a Cockney accent.
In a Cockney accent. Anyway.
There's a couple of new blokes start coming at pub and they are hilarious. We need to do it.
Really?
Yeah, they are. My first nickname for them were Taggart and Taggart.
When you say hilarious...
Oh, they're just... Do
they know the funny?
They don't try and be, but they laugh at themselves a lot. Basically, it's two lads from Glasgow. You can hardly understand... Because I'm a Scottish Jimmy.
I've just realised washing machine's really loud. By the way.
Checking it's going to... I've shut that door that you've been got one.
I didn't just realise that.
Anyway, because of Gilders and... My experience with Scottish people, I can understand them, but a lot of other people couldn't bother, but they're hilarious. It's two brothers, they're older, one's like 71, 70 odd. They're my two new favourite people of Quint Pub. I've only got Taggart and Taggart from, because everyone from Glasgow are called Taggart.
There's been a murder.
But when you meet, you'll have to help me. But basically, there's hilarious. One lad's a Wednesday fan.
Yeah.
Then he told me I used to go to Wednesday. But he did it in like a Scottish accent.
Yeah,
that's pretty much how it speaks. What did that sound like?
Sounds
Asian.
Like Irish.
What is it?
What's he called?
I don't know. Father Ted.
Ian Paisley. Bob Paisley managed Liverpool. Is that like Ian Paisley?
From Have I Got News for You?
Ian Paisley. No, I think he's.
Not seeing his laugh, innit?
Oh, Ian.
Anyway. But they're my two new favourite in Notte, so we'll have to pop up there.
I can't wait to meet them two.
They're a
whole characters.
You'll like them.
Oh, well.
We need another nickname. Don't want to call them Proclaimers, because they're like, don't drop this on you're dripping, pal. Don't drop any new top.
I won't, pal. Oh, by the way, I'm supposed to be wearing this to match today, so I can get a photograph of me took it in Hillsborough. Just to let everyone down under know, that might not happen today. It's a little bit cold. might have to wait a week or two.
Because it's brass monkeys.
It's freezing.
Yeah,
it's proper freezing. It's not the thickest, but it'll happen. I'm back on WhatsApp. I'm back on WhatsApp.
Oh yeah,
needs must. You know, while we're away, I got myself a SIM card and I got plenty of data and I got plenty of minutes. But problem was, a few people was had their English phone and so couldn't ring them because they were on an English number. Would have classed as a... Even though they stood next to me, would have been classed as an international call.
So you've got it to sort of so you don't get lost over there. Because
I got worried
I end up in Outback.
I got worried I might end up in Nashua. You know, getting eaten by a brown snake.
You're like a cultural chameleon. You're already there a couple of weeks, and you've already got a lingo down.
I have always been good at blending into my surroundings.
You blend into that settee, which you normally. But apart from that, I don't think you want a kid who can disappear. No else from Australia?
Loads, but like I said, I don't want to nip your ear too much about it.
I'll tell you the strangest thing that happened to me this week. It was a bit strange. I sort of found it funny, and then I couldn't stop thinking about it. Oh, a couple of things happened at pub.
Yeah.
First one, I worked with Ella on Wednesday night.
Ella.
You met Ella, didn't she?
Yeah.
She's lovely. You need to go and find her on Tinder, apparently, because Nobody has a look at her.
What's her handle?
I don't know. But anyway, we were serving. And a bit later, she comes over to me and goes, what about what that bloke said to you? I'm like, what? He goes, oh, I don't know if you heard him. I goes, all right, well, I've pretty much heard everyone speaking to, like, I'm not deaf, like. He says, how'd you control your dick when you get home? I'm like, what? What are you on about?
Eh?
I know, exactly. And then said something about, I think the bloke meant...
Does he mean penis?
Yeah. No.
I don't live with a detective.
Not a detective either, sorry. I think he meant about how many, like, beautiful ladies room pub or... anyway, we're very shy.
Is this in Naughty House?
Yeah, but he didn't say
this. How long have I been gone?
He didn't say this, honestly. I'm like, Ella, he didn't say that. He said something on the lines of, are you all right, pal? Or somebody must have been like, I went, yeah, sound. Cheers for asking. Are you having a good day?
It weren't Taggart, were it? Sounds like Taggart, this.
Taggart and Taggart.
Like a classic Taggart line.
Taggarts. Is it like sheep, though? If there's more than one, it's still Taggart.
Oh, yeah. Singular. I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Taggart. Like Charles and Eddie, but opposite way around.
Cheddy.
I saw him the other day. Charles and Eddie.
That's my mother's best friend Sheila's husband.
No, Mick.
Yeah.
Yeah, we call him Charles and Eddie, don't we?
Well, yeah. Not too strange. I've told him about
it. If you can tell people about Alex shitting in my bed, then I'm sure we can talk about your mother's
friend. He comes to me and he says, is it true that you and Nick call me Charles and Eddie? I went, hey, would I lie to you, baby?
I didn't even see that one coming.
Your eyes sort of glued up.
No, I didn't see it. I should have known that's him coming. Brilliant.
26 minutes in and we've done a joke. We're
Ba-boom.
Back. We're back. Oh, it's fell off. It's fell off again.
Welcome to Series 2. I think we promised people a lot of fireworks and shebangs, didn't we, for Series 2?
I can't remember promising anything.
No, I'm just going to say
it. I know we said never apologise.
In writing, so...
I know we said never apologise. Did we also... Oh, I made a mistake, didn't I? I forgot to correct it on... On Castbox app, which tell your friends that's the only platform you can get. Is it a platform? That's the only app you can get us on at the minute. We're working on it. We should branch out, but it might cost us a couple of quid.
We need a sponsor.
The best thing about doing this for us is, I mean,
I'll life's begin. For free.
Pretty much.
Sorry.
I'm afraid of the dark, especially when I'm in the park. Something about toast. It's when I look.
The ghost.
What's the song called? Is it called Free? It's not called Free, is it? It's called something else. Life. Oh, life. I know you said life is free, and I thought the song was called Free, so that's why I started singing. Life. Oh, life. He got life. He killed his wife.
You shouldn't be laughing at that.
He didn't, he would joke.
All right. God,
it's going to crush him. Tumbling back down
away, to him. I don't know what's happened while I've been gone.
No, it's happened, I don't think. No, I got that weird blog. Met them two new... I keep clicking his
camera. I can't believe that...
It's unbelievable.
I know. Literally, I've been there for 10 days. Granted, there were a couple of days of travel. But in that time, you've gone and got two new best friends.
I just like them. I have a lot of new best friends walked through.
Brilliant. Thanks for that.
If to make it any easier on you, if this helps, I fell out with a couple of people and all.
What, Taggart and Taggart?
No.
I'm looking at these. See, now I'm looking at Taggart and Taggart like they're a threat.
Can I put you a bit on spot? It's a bit of a serious note.
Shit, go on.
I know I'm guessing you're like me, you're bought with manners, yeah. But
Hells yes!
What was that? Anyway, but like, how important is it to you? Is it like, does it annoy you if people are rude, or do you let it slide? Is it the sort
it annoys
of like...
me when people haven't got manners.
Mm.
I will let it slide
because
I'll just look down my nose and like the you know,
yeah,
like the working class slob, like the snob that I am. Like Freudian slip that went. Like the working class snob that I am, I'll look down my nose and think, well, I'm better than you. Mm. You might have got more money than me, but I'm better than you.
But it does
annoy me, yeah. Manners make of the man. Manners cost nothing.
Well, I work in service. I work in the service industry, and you know, I won't say I'm big on service as such, but I'm big on... I try my hardest to make people feel welcome. Yeah. I'm always like...
Do. You've always made me feel welcome.
Yeah, but you're a special case.
Why?
You know, like... Anyway, a couple of blocks have walked here. One's gone to the pool table, and I was serving some... some French girls and I'm not good at French, but they were speaking English. Anyway, it was quite hard, but they were so polite.
Yeah,
really. And this, you can tell this kid's disgruntled at the end of the bar.
Yeah.
So I've gone over to him. In fact, he goes, "Carlin, to Carlin." So I just,
classy bloke then he were.
There were a couple of kids stood next to him and I went, oh, I goes, oh, sorry. I didn't quite catch that. I went, Carlin, two Carlin. I goes, I'll tell you what, I'm just going to serve these couple of lads. And I'll come back to you in a minute when you realise, when you decided what you, whatever I said anyway. And he were right pissed off, obviously.
Yeah.
So he's walked up to me, this bloke, I don't know what you're about. And so these other kids are like, I've got a bit mad because I've just no need for it.
No.
Because he just got mad.
But I've seen so anyway, you. Sorry.
Saving grace. Mm. Kid come up, I'm just round the corner.
Yeah.
Kid come up because can we try this again, like?
And again, can we try this again?
Yeah, because
see, you've humbled him.
Well, I felt embarrassed. I wasn't embarrassed for myself. I'm embarrassed for him, but sometimes I think I'm guessing other places, your big service places, you let it slide unless people are overly rude. But when it's busy and I'm trying to serve other people, and you're not students, they're polite as well. Can I please have this? Oh, thanks. Like, is that all right? Oh, sorry. I'm not saying as a nation,
don't they?
Oh yeah. And do you know that thing when your toes falls off a counter and they say it all stands on thing?
Yeah.
Well, I've done that a couple of times recently, and luckily enough, both on.
Has it?
Other bottles, like, not the butt.
It never happens to me that. Mind you, I butter it both sides.
Once on my sock. Ooh, you. That's so you.
It is, isn't it?
That's what they say about Nick. Ooh, he's got his toes put on both sides. What does that mean? I don't know what it means. Yeah, it's like right lucky. It's like having your cake and eating it.
I'm just fat. I put 6 pounds on.
Oh,
yeah. Put 6 pounds on all the way.
Oh, what?
Stop the press.
What's that gas meter? Because that's gone.
No, left it outside. It has gone, yeah.
No wonder it's soil 3 duvets if you only left 6 pounder.
Well, listen.
Or it's seepage. Liquids seep further than cold liquids.
Mummy 14th load of washing here now, so that's why we've been such a racket going off.
I bet you.
It's only last
did you take a load of clobber with you, to be fair? Because were you there 10 days? Did you take
10
a load
days.
Of.
I took a suitcase. I took a top for every day.
Is it one of them places
you took a pair of pants for every day.
Same
I took
shorts.
A pair of socks for every day.
What about. Because it's a sweaty place, isn't it? Did they do you a bit of washing like?
I did chuck three tops in
there. You had to take off and not in a.
I put three tops in and a quick wash. Let's not talk about my laundry. People don't listen to that, do they?
You're not supposed to air your dirty laundry in public, are you?
No, you're not. No.
Some of they say.
So why do they have them shop? Why do they have them clotheslines then on states, on housing estates? For everyone to see.
I think it's a metaphor for talking about your problems at home.
It's a metal fork.
Yeah. But you know that what they say.
Saying what?
You know them.
Who?
That's what they said.
What they said.
You know, like you.
I'll have them.
You should never judge a book by its cover.
Oh no.
You do. I can like it. You've been on Netflix, haven't you? Do you use Netflix?
Yeah, I'm aware.
And obviously, it's not a cover as such, but they show you a picture.
Yeah.
And if that picture's shit, you're not watching that film, are you?
Well, you'll find
people
Netflix
do it, don't they?
No, just, but what you find with Netflix, they'll push their own programs out. Yeah, they really put them big adverts at top, don't they?
I use illegal ones. I don't really use Netflix. I think Kayla's got it.
Fletniks.
Yeah.
Schnibbleblocks.
Flat dicks. Fat chicks.
Other illegal streaming services are available.
Yeah. Oh, I'm on a different one. It's good though.
Have you got your VPN?
Yeah.
Good. Always keep your VPN on.
It's that I'm good with numbers, and I'm flexible. Is that your VPN?
No, your VPN.
Oh, that's your USB.
It's when you can see your pants through your jeans.
Oh yeah. Well, you can see. Yeah. You can see.
I can see how much money you've got in your pocket for your jeans, and you've only got notes.
Everyone can see I've got notes. It's his descendant, isn't it? We're not really talking about that anymore.
Come on.
We're going to have to do another 5 minutes. They were flying earlier when you were talking about Australia.
I know, you stopped me.
Now we're just slagging each other off again.
We're not slagging each other off. Are we?
I can't tell. I'm
we
a
don't
bit tipsy.
Do that. Well, sod hard.
Not bad. Have we got any more alcohol?
Hang on. Emergency. You know what's happened?
What's happened?
Watch machine's finished. It's cycle.
Right.
Yeah, bottle of Cinzano.
Oh no.
What, emergency ration?
It's 2:00.
Is it?
It's 5 to
not,
2.
Not in my head. It's Friday night.
You're right. It's on Aussie time.
Oh damn. Well, I said Friday night. Could be Saturday night for all I know.
I don't really. Yeah.
I don't know where I am.
I don't really know any Australian knowledge apart from. Oh, you'll like this actually. Another story from this week. Sue said to me. Carl shouted me the other day. She shouts from the kitchen. She likes to shout. Carl! Carl, come here!
Sounds like your mum.
Oh, all my impressions are the same, that's why.
Carl!
stop on your nose or your socks.
Debs, that's not his nose he's blowing.
Yeah, they're not my socks either. Anyway, come this. Who's this? Shows me radio.
Yeah.
Points at me face. Who's this? That's what's going on. Tor, Natalie Imbruglia.
Oh.
I goes, it's not Imbruglia, it's Tor. Yeah. I goes, it was her birthday last week. She's the same age as Nick.
Yeah, same age as me. Same day.
I goes,
separated by 6,000 miles. But
I goes, February 4th, 1976.
Five. We like that. I'll take six.
I remember that the next time. 1975. Mm. And then I told that little story about Phil Thinelli. Because Phil Thinelli wrote this. Won a Grammy Tom, didn't it?
Yeah, you met him, didn't
you? So Sue goes, it was good, that's because you only asked me... Who was this like? They give me all this info.
Listen. If there's one thing that we can partake of, it's knowledge giving.
We should have I'm against guests. I think me and you bounce off each other. Unfortunately.
Fortunately, and unfortunately. Funny issue. I don't think there's anyone we know who's funny.
Talking about bouncing off each other. Can you remember that time we nearly got barred from Porter Cottage for doing that Laurel and Hardy thing?
Laurel and Hardy fruit door.
No, that was funny. That
we were bigger then, and that door's not as big as you think.
Were we bigger then, probably?
Yeah, but I can't really get barred for slapstick comedy.
We get 100 listeners a week.
If it had a white landlady around the face with a frying pan, fair enough.
Landlady looks like she's been white around the face.
Or swing around a bit quick with a plank on my shoulder.
Proper slapstick.
Took four drinkers out. That fair enough, I can understand that. But
I don't know if I told you this before, I don't know if she's still there. And to be fair, she's always been lovely to me. Apart from that, I'm not saying she ain't got a sense of humour, but we're a hoot, as anyone knows.
We are funny.
Apparently, you're not allowed on jukebox, even though they've got one.
No.
Barred.
No.
There's a...
When it takes florins.
There's a Facebook group. I thought we were like, wind up. Not wind up like, you know, like, you're having a laugh.
Oh, no, it's not.
You can't do... I know you haven't been on podcast for a while, but you can't do hand movements and expect everyone to know what you're doing.
Oh, sorry, it's not a...
Anyway. With a little bit of...
And a little bit of... not that. This...
And from next week, we'll do Simon Says, which should be interesting. So, yeah, there's a Facebook group about this woman. They'll call it Horse's Head about how she's sparred so many people.
Oh, Horse's Head, yeah.
People saying,
she barred three people while I was getting barred.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly.
What is it? Do you think it's like, what's that thing where you have to get your quota up? Is it a quota?
Yeah.
And you've got a job. She might work for a brewery, so she's got to bar so many people to keep it.
Yeah, but she's barring customers. Oh, and
it's
also,
it's quarter to ten, I am barring enough people. But she's barred.
No, she's barring customers. In our case, me and you, she's barring two ale carts. She must have looked at us and thought, well, they can sink a few.
Or did look at us and they're not going to drink much more.
Fair enough, yeah. But we'd have come back. We'd come back another day.
Come back, we'd have still powered through. Don't be so down on yourself. You have little faith.
I know. What's the matter with me?
Listen, love. Listen, I know what...
Do you know, can I just say...
I won't talk to you, I'll talk to her.
I know you weren't. But 2 weeks in Australia, and I come back, and I've just got my first listen, love. I'm the only person over here saying it. Listen, love. I just got a little warm feeling in my heart when you said that. Say it again.
That's not...
Say it again.
That's the acidy red wine.
Say it again.
Listen, love. Stop it.
All warm and snuggly.
You stop. It's a nice juxtaposition, that red face with that there sky blue Sydney top you've got.
Isn't it?
Anyway, I've just said... I'm going to say to her, we might have had a lot of ales, and don't get me wrong, I might not drink any more lager today, but if you want to keep us in this pub tonight, I didn't say this to her, we'll have several gin and tonics and probably a few sambucas, so there's still money going until ting-ting-ting-ting-ting. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Yep, definitely.
But unfortunately, I don't think we're barred, though. Remember last time we went in, we saw Milburn? She was all over us, weren't she?
Oh.
Not all over us like in there.
What? My old gaffer Milburn?
Yeah.
Not the band?
My old gaffer Milburn.
He used to clean my windows.
Then you used to pull him some cables in.
I used to drag a few cables in for him.
We'll end on this. We'll do a song and end on this. Yeah, but remember when that were an interesting interview I had with Milburn when I come for a job at your place?
Well, the old pros and cons interview.
Well, he just come round for a game of snooker and I bought him a pie and he gave me a job.
Oh, but he did ask. Did he not get pros and cons?
No, he asked me that what you said. He goes, if he asks you what that is, just tell him it's a DP.
It's a DP.
Yeah. But all I could think
about. The only thing he knows.
All I could think about was DP.
DP'd?
No, DP.
DP?
That's
what I said. DP.
Double penetration.
Oh.
Not distribution
not
point.
Not distribution point.
That's how my mind works, though. Oh. Anyway, if you're listening, Milburn, Alan, hope you're well. Speak to you soon.
Hey up, Al.
So,
Still best gaffer I've ever worked for.
Welcome back, all those listeners. Welcome back, Nick. Welcome to Ulster Brucey.
Thank you. Welcome.
And they are the highs and lows of our podcast episode. I know we played our cards right.
Because there's nothing in this game for to win a bed.
Oh, I'm going to do one of theme tunes, but I don't know any music. What's that? There is the name of the game.
But I don't want to pick the
that's
game.
Not, that's you, not a Brucey
that's
thing.
It's a generation game.
It's generation there. Yeah. So what's
life is the name of the game. And I want to play the game with you.
Life. Oh, life.
Oh, life. Oh, life.
Listen, thanks a lot. Welcome back. We'll see you next, probably be next Saturday, but could be available Thursday, could be available Saturday. We'll definitely keep you in the loop. Listen, loves. Thanks for listening.
And also, one last word from our sponsors.
Straight.
Ta-da.
No, no.